ever felt like you were just tuned differently? You know, picking up on things nobody else seemed to notice. Maybe someone told you, oh, you're just too sensitive, or, you know, called you weird for having these, like, uncanny hunches.
Aye. Happens all the time.
Well, if that sounds familiar, this deep dive is definitely for you. We're not just here to, like, define intuitive abilities, the clairs, as they're called.
No, we're going deeper.
Exactly. We're looking at a different angle, almost seeing these senses not as weird quirks, but as built-in upgrades, powers that maybe misfits have always had, just without the instruction manual.
And our guide today is literally the Misfit's Guide to Intuitive Gifts. Our mission really isn't just to explain clear seeing or clear hearing. We figure a lot of you already know the basics.
Yeah. Right.
Instead, we want to dive into how you, the misfit, can actually integrate these things, manage them, use them, leverage these upgrades in a world that frankly often just dismisses them. We're aiming way beyond the 101 level here, focusing on practical mastery.
Okay, let's unpack that. We know clairs, French for clear senses. But beyond just the definition, what's the biggest misunderstanding that this guy tackles right away? Especially for someone thinking, wait, maybe I'm one of those misfits.
That's a great starting point. What the sources really hammer home is that these aren't some, you know, mystical extras you bolt on later.
Huh?
They're part of your core programming, your operating system, basically. The big mix-up comes from how we're conditioned, right? Society often labels this heightened perception as just anxiety or overthinking or, oh, that's just your imagination running wild.
Right. Dismissive.
Totally. The guide argues these aren't just fluffy add-ons, they're super refined perceptual filters. It's about realizing that what you might have thought was a bug in your system is actually a pretty sophisticated feature, and chances are you've been using these tools your whole life without even knowing that's what they were.
That's a huge shift. Not developing something new, but like remembering and tuning up what's already inside.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump into the big four clairs then, looking specifically at how misfits experience them differently.
Sounds good.
First one. Clairvoyance, clear seeing. The guide's misfit translation is brilliant. When your imagination's random daydreams aren't random at all. But, okay, lots of people have vivid imaginations. How do you tell the difference between just daydreaming and a real clairvoyant flash? Where does the guide draw that line?
Fantastic question, because that's key to actually trusting it, right? The guide highlights three main things. First, real clairvoyant images. They often hit you with this distinct feeling of certainty, like a knowing that comes with the picture.
Ah, okay, not just the image itself.
Yeah, exactly. Second, they're often unsolicited. They just pop in uninvited, rather than you consciously building the scene in your head.
Hmm.
And third, the symbolism. It often feels kind of universal or deeply meaningful in a way that goes beyond just your personal fantasy world.
Yeah.
Like seeing storm clouds isn't just a mood. It feels like a clear signal about conflict coming up.
So it's the feeling behind the seeing.
Yeah.
And it's not always epic visions, right? The guide talks about more everyday stuff like being really good with visual directions. Like you see the map in your head.
Precisely. Or noticing signs, synchronicities, your eyes getting drawn to certain symbols or number patterns, and they suddenly feel intensely relevant. It's often those little things.
Okay.
And for someone wanting to strengthen this, the guide really pushes developing your own symbolic language. And that means journaling. Write down every weird image, every dream snippet, every visual flash, no matter how small it seems.
Don't judge it. Just log it.
Exactly. You start seeing patterns, and those patterns become your personal code book for understanding what your intuition is showing you visually. And visualization exercises help too, but not just daydreaming, really feeling into the images.
Right. Acknowledging those unplanned pictures instead of brushing them off. I love the guide's practical tip here, the Netflix test.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun one.
Pause a show. Try to predict what happens next. If you start nailing it, more often than just random guessing, that's your clairvoyance getting a workout, proving your inner screen isn't just playing reruns.
It gives you that little bit of real-time feedback.
Totally. Okay. Next up, clairaudience, clear hearing. Now, most of us have that inner voice, right? But the misfit translation is when your inner monologue gets guest speakers. How do we tell the difference between our own mental chatter and real clairaudient guidance? That seems tricky.
It is tricky, but crucial. The guide gives some good pointers, real clairaudient stuff. It often comes through the inner ear, not your physical ears, as this calm, neutral voice, or sometimes even a distinct sound that isn't physical.
Okay, different quality.
Yeah, a different quality. It's almost always like kinder or wiser or more direct than your usual head noise. You know, the stuff that's often repetitive or critical or just plain anxious. This guidance usually feels helpful, offering solutions or comfort. It feels like it's coming from elsewhere, like a DM from the universe.
I like that, DM from the universe. Mm-hmm. So the vibe of the message is a big clue. For misfits, then, this could show up as hearing your name when you're alone, maybe in quiet moments.
Absolutely. Or sometimes through music, a song lyric just jumps out and perfectly answers the question you were just thinking about.
Oh, I've had that happen.
Right. And some people report unexplained ringing or buzzing in their ears. Obviously, rule out medical stuff first. But sometimes that can be your clairaudient senses tuning up, like an old radio finding the frequency.
Interesting. So how do you tune it better?
Well, the guide really emphasizes quiet, intentional quiet, practicing active listening, not just to obvious sounds, but listening into the silence. Meditation is huge here, calming that internal chatter to make space for the whispers.
Makes sense. Create space.
And you can be direct, too. Just inwardly ask a question, then be open. Listen for any words or songs or even just thoughts that surface right after.
And the guide has another fun tip.
Okay.
The shower radio.
Ha! Yes, love this one.
Before you hop in the shower, ask a specific question. Then, while the water's running, that white noise helps quiet the logical brain. Apparently, just pay attention. Any words, ideas, song snippets that pop into your head could be your answer.
Showers are notorious download spots for intuition.
Good to know. Okay, next. Clairsentience. Clear feeling. Misfit translation. When you feel the vibe before anyone opens their mouth. Now, a lot of sensitive people struggle with being an emotional sponge. How does a clairsentient deal with that constant overwhelm? Without getting totally wiped out, what's the main challenge and the fix, according to the guide?
Yeah, the overwhelm is definitely the biggest hurdle for clairsentience. Your body basically acts like this big antenna, picking up all the emotional and energetic signals around you.
Sounds exhausting.
It can be. The guide's core solution is a combo. Radical self-awareness plus strong energetic boundaries. It means constantly checking in, asking yourself, okay, is this feeling actually mine? Or am I picking it up from this person or this room or this situation?
The is this mine question.
That one question asked consistently is a game changer. It creates instant separation.
So figuring out the source for misfits, this shows up as like super strong gut instincts, right? Getting accurate reads on people instantly.
Totally. Or even unexplained physical stuff. Aches, chills, that weird tightness in your chest that actually mirrors what someone else is going through, even if you don't know it consciously.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not always just a vague vibe. It can be really specific physical feedback. And yeah, it definitely leads to needing more alone time, more grounding, and feeling totally drained by crowds or conflict.
So how do you manage that energy drain?
Grounding, grounding, grounding. Daily practice is key. Visualizing roots going down into the earth, walking barefoot outside if you can. Simple stuff, but vital. The guide also talks about the energy zip.
Energy zip.
Yeah. Before you go into a crowded place or a tense meeting, you visualize zipping yourself up into this invisible jacket made of protective light. It sounds simple, but it helps create that energetic buffer. And honestly, learning to say no and mean it without feeling guilty, protecting your energy space is crucial.
That's a big one for many people. The guide also mentions a body map technique.
Oh, yeah, that's really useful. When you get hit with a sudden feeling or sensation, notice where in your body you feel it. Like, does anxiety always land as a knot in your stomach? Does someone else's sadness feel like pressure on your shoulders?
Okay.
Over time, you build this personal psychic code book. It helps you identify what you're picking up much faster and figure out if it's yours or not.
Cool. Okay, last of the big four, claircognizance. Clear knowing. This is for the folks who are, you know, annoyingly right without even trying. The guide calls it the don't ask me how I know, Claire. What's the biggest social hurdle for misfits with this? When they just know something, bang, but have zero proof. How do they handle that?
The social friction is definitely the main thing. Because claircognizance delivers truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't usually come with footnotes or a bibliography.
Right.
And people can get really defensive or dismissive when you know something they don't, especially if you can't explain how you know it. The guide's advice is really about discernment, learning when to share and how to share.
Not always blurting it out.
Exactly. It's not about needing to prove you're right. It's about offering the insight if it feels genuinely helpful, but without getting attached to whether people believe you or not. Sometimes that knowing is just for your guidance, your own navigation, not for public announcement.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Knowing when to keep it to yourself. So for misfits, this clear knowing shows up as those aha moments, right? Ideas that just drop in fully formed and turn out to be spot on.
Totally. Like that perfect solution to a complex problem that just appears while you're doing dishes or something mundane, or those super accurate first impressions about people or situations that you learn to trust implicitly. Information just seems to arrive when you need it. You might find yourself speaking confidently about something you technically haven't studied.
It's like an internal download, you said.
Yeah, exactly. Knowledge just lands in your mind, complete. To strengthen it, the guide suggests actively asking internal questions. Pose the question, then get quiet. Stay open for that subtle thought or sudden knowing to bubble up.
Trust the first thought.
Yes. Yeah. Trust that very first flicker of an idea. That's usually the pure claircognizant hit before your logical brain jumps in to pick it apart. And again, relaxation helps. Meditation, walking, showering those moments of mental stillness or when the downloads often happen.
Which brings us back to the shower epiphany log.
Absolutely. Keep that notebook handy wherever those insights tend to strike. Jot them down immediately. It validates the experience and stops your rational mind from talking you out of it later, saying, oh, I just made that up.
Okay, this is where, for me, it gets really wild. Beyond the main four, the sources talk about the weird cousins of the Clairs, the lesser known ones. You mentioned they often provide really strong proof. Can you give us a really striking example? Like, how might clairalliance, clear smelling, show up for a misfit in a way that's just undeniable?
Oh, absolutely. The guide has some powerful stories, like one person who kept smelling their deceased grandmother's very specific type of tea roses, not just randomly, but specifically when they were feeling intense grief or facing a really big decision. It wasn't just memory. It was timed perfectly, like a comforting, guiding signal.
Wow, that's specific.
Or clairgustance, clear tasting. Imagine tasting like this really bitter metallic taste in your mouth right when you're about to sign a business deal, and then later finding out the deal was totally toxic financially. These aren't vague feelings. They're often super specific, visceral hits.
Incredibly specific.
Right.
Okay, so there's also clairtangency psychometry, getting info from touching objects.
Huh.
And clairkinesthesia, feeling physical sensations like touches or pressure from energy sources.
Wait.
These cousins might not be famous, but they sound like they deliver really tangible evidence.
Hmm.
And the guide says the real power boost for misfits isn't just having one clair, but learning to blend them. That's the superpower zone.
That's exactly it. It's the fusion. Think about meeting someone new. The guide paints this picture.
Hmm.
Maybe you feel a sudden clench in your gut around them. That's clairsentience.
Okay.
Then you might get a quick mental flash, an image of them packing a suitcase clairvoyance.
Right.
And then simultaneously, you just know with absolute certainty, they're about to quit their job and move, even though they haven't said a word, claircognizance.
Oh.
See? That blend gives you such a richer, more detailed picture than any single sense could provide on its own. It's like upgrading from black and white TV to full spectrum HD navigation.
Okay, but having all that input, running around with all your clairs firing must feel like, I don't know, having 50 browser tabs open, all blasting audio.
Ah, that's a pretty good analogy, yeah.
It sounds amazing, but also maybe overwhelming. So for daily life, what does this mean? Sounds like you need like a misfit survival kit, and maybe some fun training missions to learn how to handle it all.
You absolutely do. First rule in the kit, boundaries, batteries. Seriously, if you don't set energetic boundaries, especially if you're clairsentient, you will leak energy fast.
So learn to say no.
Yes. Say no without the guilt trip.
Yep.
Visualize that energy bubble around you. And the guide's hack, if someone's really draining you, literally visualize handing their energy back to them, maybe in a little imaginary paper bag. Just get it off you.
I like that. Okay, what else?
Second, grounding, reset button. All that clair input can make you feel spacey, unanchored. Grounding brings you back to your body, back to earth. Quick hack for when you're out and about. Press your tongue firmly to the roof of your mouth and imagine roots shooting down from your feet. Instant anchor.
Nice. Quick and subtle.
Third, journaling, evidence log. Your logical brain loves to tell you, nah, you imagine that. Your journal is your counterargument. It's your proof. The guide suggests maybe even color-coding entries by clair blue for seeing, red for feeling, whatever works for you. Helps you spot patterns.
Build that validation. And fourth.
Fourth. Humor. Shield. Honestly, sometimes things get so weird or intense, you just have to laugh. Laughter breaks up heavy energy like nothing else. It resets your vibe. The guide suggests literally saying out loud sometimes, nope, not today. Cosmic weirdness, I've got laundry.
Ah, I love that. Okay, and the training missions. These sound more fun than homework.
They are. Think of them as little quests for clairvoyance, dream detective. Before sleep, ask your intuition to show you something useful about the next day. See what dream images stick.
Okay.
For clairaudience, shuffle Oracle. Got a question? Ask it, then hit shuffle on your music player. Pay attention to the very first lyric that plays, often spookily relevant.
Fun. What about feeling?
Clairsentience. Room scanner. Walk into any room, cafe, office, whatever. Take a moment, then jot down the vibe in three words. Later, see if your assessment matched reality or what others felt.
Testing the vibe meter.
Claircognizance. First thought fire. Ask a friend to pose a simple yes-no question. Answer instantly with your very first gut thought. No second guessing.
Ooh, tricky.
And for the weird cousins, psychometry grab bag. Put a few random, maybe old-ish objects in a bag or box. Without looking, grab one, hold it, and just note anything that comes for you. Feelings, tastes, smells, images.
These are great. Small things, practiced consistently, build that trust muscle.
Exactly. It demystifies it and makes it practical.
Now, these abilities, they sit in this really interesting place, don't they? Between spirituality and, well, maybe even science.
They really do. From a spiritual angle, they're often seen as natural soul senses, ways we connect to, you know, subtler realities, maybe higher consciousness. But even mainstream science is starting to look differently.
How so?
Well, while they might still file it under ESP, extrasensory perception, there's growing acknowledgement that these are, at the very least, valid, unusual perceptual experiences, not necessarily pathology.
And psychology is bridging that gap too, right?
Yeah.
I read something about studies on clairaudient mediums.
Yes. Finding that the voices they hear are typically positive, feel controllable, often lead to personal growth, which is very different from the distressing auditory hallucinations sometimes found in psychiatric conditions. It highlights a difference in the experience and its effect.
That's fascinating. So really, whether you frame these as metaphysical gifts or supercharged intuition, developing them seems beneficial either way.
Absolutely. It boosts confidence, gives you a deeper sense of connection, even just to yourself and your own perceptions, and definitely sharpens your observation skills across the board.
So wrapping this all up, what's the big takeaway for anyone listening who's felt like that misfit?
It means you're not broken. You're just built different. All those times you felt like the odd one out, like something was wrong with you. Maybe that wasn't punishment. Maybe it was preparation, training.
Yeah. Like your quirks, your oddities, those inconvenient hunches. They're actually your superpowers. This whole deep dive, really, it's like giving yourself permission. Permission to stop apologizing for being different and start using that difference. Like a compass.
Exactly. Whether you see or hear or feel or just know things others don't, those clairs are your internal GPS. They help you dodge the nonsense, find your people, find your path, and spot the truth when it's hiding right in front of you.
Couldn't have said it better.
And, you know, the world desperately needs misfits right now. It really does. We're the ones who see things differently, who question the status quo, who refuse to just sleepwalk through. We're the glitches in the matrix that can actually lead to positive change. So the real question is, what new realities will you start carving out now that you're ready to let your clair senses blaze